let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. As a behavioral and transformational specialist, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones helps people lose weight, get fit, heal their bodies, create success, and live their dreams. And as a much sought-after motivational speaker, wellness consultant, talk show guest, and holistic lifestyle coach extraordinaire, Susan travels throughout the U.S. and internationally, working with Fortune 500 companies, community, spiritual, women's groups, corporations, and businesses, with families and special individual clients. Susan shares her wealth of knowledge and expertise on how to live successfully and create your own best life in mind, body, and spirit. She's been on over 2,500 radio and TV shows. She's been published all across the world. She's written over 2,000 articles that have been published. She is the author of several popular audio programs and 27 books, and she's a frequent guest, a monthly guest on This Week in America. Back with us once again, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, I'm so pleased to be back with you.
So much to talk about. It's an exciting month. We're going to start talking about choosing the best superfoods, and that's something we really hear a lot about, and for many of us, it's like, I really don't fully understand what that is. What are we talking about with a superfood? And it's not bacon, right? Bacon is not involved in this list.
I'm sorry to say.
Okay, I can cross that off. Okay.
I know. And we hear the word superfoods a lot. And remember that all foods are not equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, while others are low in calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn the title of superfood. Now, remember, there's a difference between food volume versus nutritional potency, and you don't need a lot of food to get a lot of nutrition. For example, blueberries are often considered a superfood because they contain significant amounts of antioxidants, anthocyanins, vitamin C, manganese, fiber, with relatively few calories. So superfoods are the best whole foods out there, but there's not really one magic bullet. You want to make sure you get in as many different superfoods into your diet as possible.
And we're going to talk about a list of superfoods on today's program, probably carrying over to the next one as well, because there are so many and they are so beneficial for you. And if you're listening and you're not taking notes and you need more information, what, Susan, then go to your website and actually get information that we're talking about on the program, a list of superfoods.
Yeah, you know, they can just go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and right there on the homepage, you can get two free ebooks. One is called The Curative Kitchen. I write lots about superfoods there. It's free. And then, of course, you can go over in the navigation bar to more articles and scroll to the third listing down. It's a beautiful article where I detail 30 of my favorite superfoods. And then in my very latest newsletter, right there on the homepage, you click on September, October, and you get lots of recipes using superfoods. I describe some of my favorite superfoods. All of this is free at SusanSmithJones.com.
And you can sign up to get the monthly newsletters. They are, and when you really need to go there and spend a little time, because it's, in fact, you're going to spend it whether you want to or not, because it's so interesting as you're going through it. Even has calming nature sounds as you're listening, so be sure to click that on as you're going through all the information there. There are some fun videos that'll make you laugh if you listen to the program before. We know that Susan is a big favorite of laughing. Be a child once in a while, and you can do that as you're watching the videos of the website. Talking about superfoods, the website is SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's start with tomatoes, something that a lot of people have enjoyed during the course of the summer here in the Midwest, at least. Talk about the tomatoes and why these are important.
Now, first of all, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you think they're a fruit or a vegetable?
You know, that's interesting. I'm going to call them a fruit.
Yes, very good.
I've heard that discussion before, and my instinct would have been, well, of course it's a vegetable.
Yes. Well, they are low in calories, and they're packed. They're jam-packed with nutrients and phytochemicals. They're rich in vitamins B and C. They've got lots of lycopene, which appears to be very protective against cancer, especially prostate cancer. That's one of the foods that you actually get more nutritional value when they're cooked than eating them raw, unless you put raw tomatoes in a blender and then the blades break it all down, and then you can get more nutritional value that way.
I know, I was going to ask you about that, because many times we hear as soon as you start cooking them, you sort of lose some of the benefits. And you're saying with tomatoes, that's really the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite, unless you put them in a blender. So I often I'll make smoothies. I'll often put in tomatoes in my smoothie because they have lots of water. They make them a little bit thicker. And I make my, V8 juice. I make my own V8 juice with lots of tomatoes as the base. And keep this in mind, too. Ounce per ounce, the little cherry tomatoes, they're more nutritious because most of the nutritional value is found in the skin. So there's more skin on cherry tomatoes. That is a fabulous snack to keep on hand. You don't even need to refrigerate them. They're always in a bowl next to my bowl of lemons and apples in my kitchen. And whenever I fly anywhere, I always take those zip-top bags loaded with beautiful cherry tomatoes.
Well, yeah, and they're so easy to eat because, like, nature has already packed them for us.
That's
for a
right.
snack. So instead of opening a bag and reaching in and getting M&Ms, you can reach in a bag and get tomatoes. They're really very good, aren't they?
Excellent for you.
Now, let's talk about organic or non-organic. And we're going to talk about a number of superfoods. So this will come up. We won't talk about it with each vegetable and fruit and superfood we're going to be talking about here. But generally speaking, should we try organic or not?
Yes. If you can afford it, and you can go to supermarkets, too, that have stands with things that are a day or two old. They're still great, and you can get them cheaper. But I think, and I've read studies that corroborate this, that the taste is better with the organic. And you don't want to, you don't want to put all the extra preservatives and herbicides and junk in your body. So whenever you can get organically grown produce, go for that.
Okay, on the list you've got turmeric.
Yeah, turmeric or turmeric. It's a wonderful spice. And it's had hundreds of studies done on it, and it's one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. It helps prevent cancer. It helps with heart disease. It helps with diabetes. It helps make your skin beautiful. And you're going to love this, because in my September-October newsletter, you'll see the button right on my homepage in my photo. The second or third box is a recipe called Golden Milk. And it's a non-dairy beverage you can make with lots of turmeric powder in it. I have 1 to 3 teaspoons of it a day, actually, of the powder. But there's a healing beverage that I recommend that you can make it in advance and store it in the refrigerator. Then you just add whatever milk, like coconut milk or almond milk to it. And you heat it up and you have it in the evening. And it's one of the best healers that you can ever drink from head to toe.
And the picture will capture your attention, and it really looks good. It's Golden Milk, and you'll find it on the website. Link on to Susan's website, thisweekinamerica.us, or Susan's directly, susansmithjones.com. So that's there. That's important for us. And again, these are things that you can do. You mentioned that you have that like every evening. That's really become part of your routine then, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, it definitely has, because it's pretty much made in advance. And then you can just heat it in the evening, and because there are two little steps to it. You make it, you refrigerate it. And then when you want it, you put in a little bit of this paste you've made with a beverage, and you drink it in the evening. And within 2 to 3 days, you'll see a new glow on your skin, and your whole body will feel better.
We're talking about superfoods, choosing the best superfoods. With us on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Spirulina is something that we've talked about before, and you put that in the superfoods category as well.
Oh, no question. There have been over 500 scientific studies done on it, and scientists now deem that spirulina is the most nutrient-rich superfood on the planet Earth. It's a microalgae. It's got over 60 nutrients in it. It is great for energy, immunity, cardiovascular health, brain health. You can see, you know, the time to benefit from it. The same day you'll see benefits. I've taken the Hawaiian spirulina that comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii for now just over 30 years. And Rick, in all this time, I haven't had a cold or a flu. And you know, I've never taken any medication in my life because as a teenager, my grandmother taught me about eating the best superfoods. This is definitely top on the list.
And again, you can go to Susan's website and get information on choosing the best superfoods and her 30 favorite superfoods. And a recipe in there as well, and we'll talk about broccoli in a bit, but a broccoli slaw salad where you're using the Hawaiian spirulina. So you've got some recipes in there. So you're telling us what we should eat, and you're telling us basically what we can do to eat it.
Yeah, and how to eat it, because you know I'm also a culinary instructor. I love to teach people how to make healthy meals.
Well, all that information at the website. We've come across avocados, and that's something I don't think I've ever had an avocado. Am I missing something there?
What?
Don't think
You're
I have.
Joking?
No, I don't think I have.
Otto, what is wrong with Rick? Oh, you've missed out on one of nature's best foods. Well, first of all, it is a fruit. I'm in shock, actually. I don't know what else to say. Avocados have more protein than any other fruit. They're known as nature's butter. One half of an avocado has a quarter of the fat calories contained in the same weight of dairy butter. It's also an aphrodisiac. Are you saying you've never had guacamole?
No, but I'm writing it down now. That may be something that I'll need to add to my diet.
Listen, definitely go to my website and go over to recipes. And in recipes, have you ever eaten at Chipotle, Mexican Grill?
No, never
All
had.
All right. Well, they have the world famous guacamole there. And they put their recipe online, and I copied it. They said anybody could take it, and it's now on my website for the best guacamole you've ever had in your life. It is just one of nature's most delicious foods, and especially when you make guacamole or slices of avocado in a salad. And if you would, and it's high in calories, so you don't eat a whole avocado a day. But if you're someone that needs to gain a little weight, put a half of avocado in a smoothie. It will thicken it up. It will give it a few more calories. And it's so delicious.
And it's a superfood, so it's okay in moderation. So that's good. I'm going to add that to my diet, and I'll let you know how that goes.
Aphrodisiac, don't forget, it's great for your eyes. It protects your eyes from macular degeneration, the number one cause of blindness, and cataracts. And it's got that antioxidant lutein in it, which is great for your eyes. And once a week I make, and you can see this on my website, I make a hydrating mask. I wash my face. I mix a ripe avocado with some ripe banana, put it on my skin, wait about 20 minutes, wash it off, and you'll have glowing, moisturized, hydrated skin.
A lot of great information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com, where you can eat it, you can wear it, it's going to help you in so many different ways.
Superfood. Put it on for Halloween. Don't do your trick-or-treating. People will just think you look funny. And then by the time you get back and you shower and wash it off, you'll have glowing skin.
All these clues that we're giving, all these tips for in real-life tips. So you've got those on the program, again, all available at the website. Green tea is something that I've heard about for years and have had some from time to time, but you really feel this is something that's beneficial to us as well.
Yes. It's rich in antioxidants, and it's one of the healthiest ways to get more liquid in your system. It contains something called catechins, which helps speed up liver activity, and it helps you to make your body more youthful. Green tea is wonderful to drink. I get organic green tea. I get it loose leaf and in tea bags. And I always have 2 to 3 cups a day, but I don't usually have it after about 3 o'clock because there's a little caffeine in it, and it might interfere with some people's ability to sleep.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how often should you do it every day, multiple times a day as you do? What's the best way to maximize that?
What I do is I make 2 quarts of it every couple days, and I use the green tea as my liquid base for my daily smoothies. So that's the way I get it in. But green tea is just one of the, you hear the buzzword antioxidant a lot, but and it's important to eat antioxidant foods. It's one of the richest foods in antioxidants.
It's interesting, and we mentioned smoothies a lot. Dr. Susan mentioned smoothies a lot. It's a great way to get a wide variety of food and a lot of recipes for smoothies available at the website. We're talking about choosing the best superfoods. Just about out of time. Let's take one more, and then we'll pick up on the list to the next program. Lemons is one that you have down there. Explain that, because I wouldn't necessarily think that's one on the list.
Lemons are one of the best foods you can eat. Even though they're acid to the taste, once you eat them or digest them or the juice, they are alkaline. They help keep your body hydrated. They help prevent disease. They give you a great glow to your skin. Add lemons to anything you can. Every morning I have a big 20-ounce glass of hot tea in which I put ginger. When I simmer it, I put ginger root, and I put a whole lemon in it. I mean the juice of a whole lemon. And I drink that down, and I often make lemon shots throughout the day where I have a little lemon, a little cayenne pepper, a little ginger, a little bit of water, and I drink that. I go through 3 to 4 lemons a day just with myself. Sprinkle it on your vegetables. Use it in salad dressing. Use the lemon zest. Find ways to drink more lemon juice, and not the concentrated stuff in a plastic lemon. Use real lemons. And if you can find Meyer lemons, they're a little bit sweeter, they have more juice, and they are one of God's gifts to us, a Meyer lemon.
That's one of the nice things about going to the website. I keep mentioning all the information there, but it's all there. It's free. It's available. Lemons is a superfood. So you're thinking, okay, do I walk around all day sucking on a lemon? And the answer is no. If you go to the website, you tell us exactly how you can work it into your diet.
Right, that's right.
If you want to suck on it all day, that's up to you. But that's really
But you don't want to do that because it will eat the enamel off your teeth eventually. So whenever I have my lemon shot, I finish with water that I swish in my mouth and swallow that then, so I don't have lemon residue on my teeth.
That is interesting. We've learned so much on the program today. In fact, we've started a new category, aphrodisiacs, and I've got my category open here, and we'll fill that in on the next program. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. All of the information, a free ebook as well, available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. We'll have you back next month, and we'll finish talking about the best superfoods. Look forward to it.
Thank you. See you then.
Take care. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.